Welcome back, family. Once again, it's Pastor George Hobbs of New Disciple Fellowship. We are planning a church in Kent County, Delaware. If you would like to stay abreast of our growth, please go to newdisciplefellowship.com. Our sermons are there, updates are there, information about us and our vision through God's Word. And at the very bottom, there's a subscribe button. You can just enter your email address, and we'll send you emails about once a week with updates, prayer requests, things of that nature. And prayer is so important, and that is really the highlight of today's message, is simply to pray, because, pardon me, we know that the Bible tells us the importance of prayer, right? We are encouraged to pray regularly, persistently, and in all circumstances. Now, it highlights prayer as a means of communication with God, to present needs, to express gratitude, right? Because we are so blessed. And that's how we build a deeper relationship with Him. There are verses like 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that tells us to pray without ceasing, right? We should be constant in prayer. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer, let your requests be made known to God. Okay, this is how we communicate. This is how we stay in constant relationship with our Lord and Savior. And that's all I want to do today. And I want to pray about the two most important things that we focus on in this fellowship, in this church, and that is repenting and creating new disciples who will create fishers of men. And through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can save this lost world. Pardon me. So, you know, if you look at Luke 24:47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, right? So let's pray. We come before You now, Lord, not in pride or pretense, but in humility and truth. We come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world. Father, hear us now for this a holy moment, a sacred call to repentance and a recommitment to discipleship. Lord, You are righteous in all Your ways, just in all of Your judgments, and merciful in all of Your dealings with men. From generation to generation, You have called Your people to turn from wickedness and walk in the way of righteousness. And today, dear Lord, this same call goes out. So, Lord, we pray, search us, know our hearts, try us, and know our thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Father, we confess we have sinned as individuals, as families, and as nations. We have strayed. We have seen people call evil good and good evil. We have lifted up ourselves and forgotten the cross. We have loved the world more than we have loved Your word. Lord, we repent. We repent of hidden sins, those no one sees but You. We repent of bitterness that we've harbored, unforgiveness we've nurtured, pride we've protected, and the idols we've cherished. Forgive us, Lord, for we have sinned. And we repent of public sins, words spoken in anger, hearts cold with apathy, compromise with the world, and tolerance of false doctrines. We have grieved Your Spirit. We know that 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and that the truth is not in us. But praise be to God, because Your word also says in John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we come with open hearts, broken spirits, and a contrite cry. But Lord, we do not excuse our sins. We are not here to blame others. And we do not hide behind culture or tradition. We own our mistakes, our rebellion. And we cry out like David, as noted in Psalms 51, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Father, cleanse us, wash us thoroughly. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Jesus, you said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This is the way of discipleship. We know it's not easy, and it's certainly not comfortable, but it is the way of life. And Lord, we confess, we have often made the gospel about ourselves, about blessings, not obedience, about comfort, not cross-bearing, about success, not sanctification. Again, forgive us, Lord. Teach us what it means again to deny ourselves, to say no to sin, no to selfishness, and no to worldly ambition. Teach us to take up our cross, not just once, but every day. Teach us to follow you, not at a distance, not on our terms, but in full surrender. Matthew 10:37 says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." Lord, make us worthy followers, not by our strength, but by your spirit. Lord, you said to those who believed on you, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Father, we want to be disciples, not just in name, not just in church attendance, not just for 1 hour on Sunday, but truly, deeply, fully, every day being constant in your word and in prayer. Help us to continue in your word. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Let our minds be renewed, our thoughts be purified, and our hearts transformed by the power of your Holy Scriptures. Lord, let this fellowship, new disciple fellowship, be a part of the word, a people who love the Bible, who meditate on it day and night, who teach it faithfully, who preach it boldly, and obey it with joy. Jesus, you told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Discipleship is not just hearing, not just learning, but obeying. Lord, give us obedient hearts, hearts that delight in your commandments. Make us doers of the word, not hearers only, right? Teach us to submit every area of our life, our time, our money, our speech, our relationships, our ambitions, all under Christ. May our lives reflect the reality that you are King and we are your disciples. Lord, we cannot walk this narrow road without you. We cannot be disciples in our own strength. The flesh is weak. The world is tempting. The enemy is cunning. We need power from high. And we ask that you fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Baptize us with fire. Empower us to walk in holiness. Empower us to witness the boldness. Empower us to endure the joy. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, in chapter 5, he says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Help us to crucify the flesh, to mortify sin, to put on the new man created in righteousness and true holiness. May the fruit of the Spirit abound in us, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Lord, you didn't call us to be spiritual consumers, but disciple makers. Let our lives multiply your kingdom. Give us eyes to see the lost. Give us hearts to love the broken, words to proclaim the gospel. Let our homes be training grounds for disciples. Let our churches be disciple-making centers, not entertainment halls, but battlegrounds for the souls of men. Help us to teach others what you've taught us, to walk with them, to pray with them, to labor with them until Christ be formed in them. We ask for a harvest, Lord, not of crowds, but of true followers. Matthew 9:37 tells us the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. And Lord, send us, make us laborers of your word. Teach us to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Lord Jesus, the road is long. The journey is narrow, and we know the cross is heavy. But the reward is so great. Keep us faithful unto the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Don't let us grow weary in well-doing. Strengthen our knees, lift our hands, encourage our hearts. Help us to resist the lies of the enemy, the pull of the world, and the weakness of the flesh. And Lord, when we do fall, lift us again. Let not our faith fail. Let our hearts never turn back. Let it be said of us, as it was of Paul, that I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for the gift of repentance and the calling of discipleship. Let this prayer not be a moment, but a movement. Not just a sermon, but a surrender. We are yours, Lord. We surrender all. Take our lives. Let them be consecrated, Lord, to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Remember Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Ladies and gentlemen, no one knows when Christ is coming back. And if anyone tries to tell you when he is, then you probably need to steer clear of them. But what I want you to take away from this is Jesus may come in another 100 years. He could come tonight. That's why there has to be a sense of urgency within discipleship and repentance. We need to win as many souls as we can because we're not guaranteed tomorrow, both physically and spiritually. Well, we are guaranteed tomorrow spiritually when you're saved, right? But the urgency no one knows how much time they have. There has to be urgency in the gospel and explaining repentance and making fishers of men. Make every second of every day count. There is 1,440 minutes in a day. What are you doing with your time? If you're going to the ball game tonight, maybe take 10 Bible tracts with you. Maybe 9 of them, after you've given them out, maybe 9 will end up at the bottom of the trash can. But do you understand that if just one person is saved, you have changed the world? You have changed eternity for that individual. Right? Everything we do must be in the glory of God. So even when we do things to relax, to take our mind off of our problems, like going to a ball game or going to the mall or whatever it is you do to relax, always keep the Lord in the forefront and share his word. And when I'm speaking to myself as well. I consider myself just as flawed, if not more, than everyone else who was listening to this, right? So I hope this prayer meant something to you. You took something away from it. Feel free to share it with others. Prayer is so important. We don't do it enough, right? The stories of Martin Luther praying for 2 and 3 hours every morning. And again, I follow Christ, not Martin Luther, right? So I just use people as examples, not high up on a pedestal, which is something that unfortunately some religions have done, right? The Godhead is the only thing we focus on. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and the Father. Okay? Glory to them. So there you go. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this prayer and a few words. I'm Pastor George Hobbs of New Disciple Fellowship Church. We are planning a church in Kent County, Delaware. We had a Facebook page up, but apparently having a church violates Facebook's rules, but we've sent a little thing in, and hopefully they'll replace that, the page back up. I guess there's so many bots on Facebook. Anytime there's someone new on Facebook, they are quick to make people go through tests to ensure they're real. Anyway, it is what it is, but please do check out our website, newdisciplefellowship.com. Bookmark that. And don't forget, you can reach us via email as well, newdisciplefellowshipchurch@gmail.com. And the Facebook, maybe, if it's back up, and YouTube will be there as well once we start doing live sermons. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for your time. Share the gospel, repent, and create fishers of men. Until we meet again, my friends, God loves you. We'll see you soon.